This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the importance of promoting year-round tourism in Uttarakhand. He highlighted the state's growing popularity as a destination for winter tourism, winter sports and destination weddings, and also urged people to maintain cleanliness in Devbhoomi. Addressing the inauguration event of the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said that 12-month tourism is crucial for the state's economy. Referring to his 2023 visit to Kailash and Om Parvat, he said the number of devotees has risen significantly since then. Highlighting the benefit of Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor, the Prime Minister said that increased tourist footfall will increase the income for people associated with hospitality, transport and other local services.
Dehradun Delhi Economic Corridor se is pure kshetra ka kayakalp hone ja raha. Pehla fayda to ye hai, isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga aur dusra bada fayda rozgar ka hoga. अब इसके निर्माण में 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला. साथियों, इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा. देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा.
Prime Minister Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said, in the next 2 days, on Thursday, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Viksit Bharat. Bharatiya Janata Party MLA Samrat Chaudhary has been elected as the BJP Legislature Party leader in Bihar, paving the way for him to become the next Chief Minister of the state. The announcement was made after the meeting of the BJP Legislature Party in Patna. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who was appointed as the Central Observer, said that Chaudhary was elected unanimously. Meanwhile, the name of Samrat Chaudhary will be endorsed during a joint meeting of NDA legislators held in the Central Hall of the Legislature in a short while. Afterwards, Mr. Chaudhary will proceed to Lok Bhavan to stake his claim to form the government. The development comes after Nitish Kumar resigned as Chief Minister and dissolved his cabinet. He had recently become a Rajya Sabha MP. Samrat Chaudhary, who is an MLA from Tarapur, thanked the BJP leadership for reposing faith in him. In a post on X, he said, "The responsibility is a sacred opportunity to serve the people of Bihar and pledge to work with dedication and commitment." The oath-taking ceremony of the new chief minister is likely to be held tomorrow. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a rally in Gangarampur in the North Bengal district of Dakshin Dinajpur today. Mr. Shah said that BJP will resolve the Gorkha issue in the Darjeeling Hills without dividing the state. He promised that BJP will end political violence, syndicate Raj and evict infiltrators from West Bengal after forming the government. Trinamool Congress Chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee came down heavily on Election Commission for alleged deletion of names under the special intensive revision in the state. She addressed a public rally at Jagat Ballapur in Howrah district in support of the party candidates. She alleged that BJP used the Election Commission to cut valid voters' names in West Bengal. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. Mr. Gandhi termed the special intensive revision of electoral rolls as unconstitutional. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in two phases. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.